Okay, Monta, welcome back to Aledo. Thank you. And you're going to be going to Augustana this fall. But talk about your experiences, you know, what brought you back to the U.S., wanting to go to college at Augustana. And of course, you got to know us when you were over here on the student exchange program. Yeah.
My name is Manta Teyima. I'm from Nigeria. I was an exchange student in 2012. Was hosted here in Aledo. Went to Mercer County High School where I played football for the first time. It was amazing the way I got signed up for football, because I've never played football before in my life. So seeing the ball and, I mean, having to kick it and everything was the first time, and it turned out to be a very great year, which I really appreciate. So I returned back home in 2012 and graduated from high school in 2014, and I wrote an application about Interfaith Harmony and Peace Building, and I got accepted to come for the workshop in D.C. Last May. That's why I'm back in Aledo and hoping to go to Augustana College this fall.
Well, and of course, one of the things we're trying to work with is help get you some support, because it's not cheap to go to college. And so what are you doing as far as raising funds, that type of thing, to be able to go there?
Okay. There's going to be a donation at Bank Orion. You know, I have an account there, so anyone can go there to donate. There's going to be an open house on this 13th of August at Grace Free, so anyone can come there from 1 to 3 o'clock. And we are hoping that churches will do a presentation about me, how I spoke about my story and how I got back to the United States and everything has been going. So the churches will show that on the 30th of July this month. So.
And you want to what do you want to study at Augustana, and what got you interested in that?
Okay, my passion is in engineering. I want to offer electrical engineering because electricity is not dependable in Nigeria, and this affects the economy and development. I can remember a story of me when I was growing up as a child. We had no electricity, and I had to peep on people's window, neighbor's window, to watch soccer games. And there was a time one of our neighbor connected his window with electric wire, you know, just to scare the kids out, you know. So I don't want that to be a situation for any child growing up in Nigeria again.
I remember when you first started kicking the football, because I've, you know, I don't know if you remember me, but I do the broadcast. You kind of had a little trouble at the beginning, kind of hooking them hard to the left, but you really got it in the groove. And at the end of the year, you were a very dependable kicker.
Well, when you are kicking a soccer ball, there are several ways you kick it up. So, you know, we curve the ball most of the times to go in different ways to fake people. So I got used to kicking the ball that way. So having to kick the ball and the football straight, it becomes a little difficult because I haven't been practicing that for years. So I had to do a lot of training before I get the ball moving straight.
You got it going straight, that's for sure. And I also remember you didn't like to tackle people on kickoffs.
Well, I was learning the game while I was playing it. Initially, I had no idea that I was supposed to tackle until later in the game. So, yeah, it was like a learning experience all through. So,
Well, we hope you everything goes well in this fundraiser, and that you'll enjoy your time at Augustana.
Thank you. It's my prayer. I seek for your support, and I believe we are the light of the world, and with your help, I can shine this light in the dark part of my country, and the life of people will never be the same again. Thank you.